Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today, 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room, and you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, today, again, is no exception. Lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift our jib and get this ship underway. All righty, we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Okay, before I get into the scuttlebutt of the day again, I want to remind everybody there's a rally in New York City for Justina Pelletier. If you don't know who she is, I don't know. Pay attention. Wake up. Turn that goddamn television off once in a while. Maybe you might actually learn something. Sunday, May 4th, 34th, goddamn. Oh, this is going to be a great show. Not even 1 minute into the program, and there goes my tongue. Great. Oh, God. 34th and 11th Avenue in New York City, across from the Jacob Javits Center. If you can get a chance to get down there, get down there. I won't be able to bring the crew, the live connection. We can't get the truck down there with the right stuff or right this, that. Oh, I don't know, this, that, and everything else. I don't know. It's not my equipment, but I don't have internet access, so we're limited. But I do, however, have some good news. With the equipment, we can do documentary. We can do stuff with... and we can edit it later. So in talks with Raquel Okier, the reporter from humanevents.com, we're working on trying to document what we're actually doing and investigate at the same time. Hopefully, the main point really isn't to do this so much the documentary, but we do want to put it down so we have a record of it. But we need to find out what the hell is really going on. So in a few weeks here, we do have, because this is not going to be over. But I'm afraid this girl's going to die before we can get her out of there. That's what scares the living bejesus out of me. But we do have plans. It's hard for her to get to Boston, and it's hard for me to get to Boston. She's in Florida. I'm in New York. But we do have plans. We can see if we can do it within a few weeks. We can get there. We can do some investigating and find out, you know, a little more what's actually happening and trying to learn at the same time. Everybody seems to think the same thing that I do when I talk about this. It's like, why isn't the FBI involved in it? Well, I mean, God almighty, I don't know. Why wouldn't the FBI be involved in it? That's my question. Why are they not? It doesn't make any sense. It seems like that should be an automatic, but there's too many people involved. There are judges, governors, doctors, psychologists, social workers. I'm sure there's a union involved somewhere. But most importantly, it's about money. The state needs money so they can keep all these people that they hired. This is how the state creates jobs. That's not creating a job. Giving people something to do that they're not qualified to do, and you're giving them a paycheck coming out of the taxpayer, out of the private sector, which is the economy. Oh, look at that. Economy's booming. No, it's not. Look, if we've got a need for all these kids to be in all this foster care, okay, fine. But when there isn't a need, I'm sorry, but you got to find these people something else to do. I'm sorry, but we don't have enough kids. But see, this is how the government thinks. Well, we got to get money. How are we gonna live? Well, maybe there's something else you can do. But no. They go out there, literally, kidnap children, teenagers, for what? But then when she turns 18, she's on her own. So now the state puts her in this room, and if she can live till she's 18, then she's on her own. Meanwhile, she's stuck in a room, left to die. But we can't get any cowboys to go in there to Framingham, Massachusetts, and pull her out. But we can bring cowboys down there to save a frickin' cow and a turtle. We can get the EPA. Well, they can swoop in with their commando squadron. You get the Bureau of Land Management. They get their commando squadron. Everybody's got to have their own little Delta Force. This is a human life we're talking about. I'm not saying that we should go out there and not care about cows and not care about the environment, not care about that stupid turtle. But what I'm saying is there should be a little bit more outrage over a teenage girl that's not just her. It's like a lot of kids nationwide, but nobody wants to get their fingers dirty in it. Why? What are you afraid of? This is some sick, twisted stuff, man. People are afraid. If they talk about it, well, then the government's going to come down on them. The government's a part of it. This is, again, what I have been talking about. You can only push people so far and for so long, and then they're going to rise up and start pushing back. But when they do, everything's got to turn into a bloody conflict. Instead of not worrying about whose fault it is and who's this and who's going to this and that, I mean, we've got a girl in there that is needlessly stuck into a room with no medical attention. How is that not medical neglect? Nobody can stand up and say something. Well, talking to Raquel yesterday, there is some news coming out I can't say. I can't talk about it, can't say anything, but other than it should be coming out in her article hopefully this week. Maybe something is starting to crack, and that's what is needed. The mainstream media needs to wake up. Something's got to crack. Hopefully she can do that. Hopefully she can crack it. We'll find out. But this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous that we should even be talking about this. I mean, God damn. I mean, this is children being kidnapped from their parents. This isn't just one. This is a lot. And you're not allowed, the parents aren't allowed to talk to their kids because the state owns them? What do you mean the state owns them? You don't own me. There's no owning. What the hell does that mean? Only let the parents see their child maybe once a week, heavily supervised for an hour. Can't see them on the holidays. This girl isn't allowed to celebrate her holidays. I know. Wait a minute. There's that First Amendment again. Says it right there. You know, basically, you're not allowed to prohibit the free exercise of your religion. Again, not only does Congress have to follow the Constitution, but the law enforcement, the citizens, too, even the social workers and the doctors and the lawyers and the judges, everybody, the garbage men, the mailman, everybody. So you cannot prohibit the free exercise of somebody's religion. That's exactly what they're doing. She's not allowed to go to her church with her parents. She's not allowed to, for any holidays, Christmas, Easter. I think there was something went on. They allowed her to see her at Easter for, again, less than an hour. Or she got to go to some kind of something in the place or whatever. But, I mean, that's just, you can't do that. How do these people live with themselves knowing that they've got a child that is not physically abused by her parents, never was, and left in a room, and these people have to protect this child from talking to their parents? How do you allow yourself to allow that to happen? That's what I'd like to know. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Jesus God. But if you can make it down this Sunday, 34th and 11th Avenue, across from Jacob Javits Center, that'd be great. She won't be able to make it down this weekend, so we won't be able to put very much down on that. But we're changing plans, and we're still working. We got to do something. Can't get the mainstream media to do it. So somebody's got to do it. This is ridiculous. I talked to my mom. My mom had no idea. She doesn't have cable, but she watches, you know, television. She has no idea. Do you think the mainstream media would even talk about it? Well, Mom said she did a little bit of reading. She said, oh, yeah, I kind of know a little bit about it. They don't know nothing. They don't talk about it. They don't talk about anything. Anything's going to make government or Democrats or anything like that bad, are going to make basically it's themselves look bad because they didn't cover it. What was that Charlie, whatever his stupid name was when Obama was running? He was on ABC, Charlie, whatever the hell his stupid name was. Well, that's just not news. I don't know anything about it. What are you talking about? And Bob Schieffer, whoa, what are you talking about? I don't know. I don't know anything. I mean, it's ridiculous. Come on. How can you be the chief editor of a goddamn nightly news? Don't give me this. None of you people knew anything. What a bunch of crap. Well, if you don't know it, okay, you should have been fired immediately. It's called being incompetent. You're going to be the editor-in-chief, and you have no idea what the hell's going on? I don't know. What do you mean? That's not a story I never heard of. What are you talking about? People still don't know anything about Benghazi. They refuse to talk about that. Because it makes the king look bad. And, of course, it makes Hillary Clinton look bad. You know, and if they were to make Hillary Clinton look bad, unless it was in a campaign against Barack Obama, wow, press looked bad because they all support her. They love her. And everybody knows that they love her. For what? What does she have? What has she done? I don't know. I can't name anything, and nobody else can either. Ask a liberal. What's one Hillary's one accomplishment Hillary Clinton has completed that has been successful?
Well, she ran for senator. She was a senator. That's an accomplishment.
No. Well, it's an accomplishment for stealing an election. Okay. But what is her accomplishment? What did she do as a senator?
Well, after 9/11, she voted for more money for New York. Oh, God.
Gee, that's a tough one to do. I mean, come on. Voted for more money. What did she do? Oh, that's right. She had her health care. Remember that? Yeah. It was unanimously voted down. Democrats, Republicans, everybody knew. She had one task. She completely annihilated health care, which wasn't too far different from Obamacare. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. This is a little bit different, but basically the same disaster. Well, they told her, Ms. Clinton, we're sorry there, sweet cheeks, but you're not allowed to play in any more reindeer games, okay? We're going to leave that kind of stuff for the professionals. You go have a tea party and go play with your little snipers in Bosnia. And bring along Chelsea, too. How about Sinbad? Jesus God almighty. Oh, we were under heavy sniper fire. Really, sweetheart? See this video? There's Sinbad in the back. He's all stoned, just sitting there. Oh, this is fun, man. Hanging out with Sheryl Crow and Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah. Look at all them snipers. God damn it. Little Chelsea gets out there. Some little girl comes up and reads her a poem. How do you get, you're under sniper fire. Why don't you get the children inside there, Hillary? You want this woman to be your president? What, are you kidding me? Come on. She did nothing as the so-called first lady, if she even is a lady. Truth be told, she probably got more women in the White House than Bill did. Who knows? Who cares? I don't like her. I don't care what she is. Never liked her, and I've never been afraid to say I don't like her. Before I knew anything about her, you could see it in her eyes. You could see that in women. Women, you can tell everything you need to know about a woman just by her eyes. You know when you're in trouble. You know when you've been good. Know if you've been naughty or nice. But you can just see it in that woman. She's just got that certain something that, no. I'm pretty sure. I've never met the woman, but I'm pretty sure that her and me, it wouldn't take very long, and we would not. I don't think we'd get along very well. It would be pointless to even try to have a conversation with it. I think it would just be pointless. If I got trapped in an elevator with her, well, I don't know. Who knows? Let's move on. I don't want to lose my breakfast this morning over talking about Hillary Clinton. But, I mean, come on. We've already made one mistake by voting in somebody who has no frickin' idea what the hell they're doing. Do we need somebody who's worse? No. We can't afford it. Not only is this woman incompetent, but she believes the press and thinks that she's brilliant. I think everybody knows that she's not that intelligent. That's why they swarmed over to Obama. And, of course, he's black, so now if we don't vote for him, well, that means we're racist, so we got to jump on the black bandwagon. Instead of finding out his policies, finding out who he is, what he's about. Okay, no. He's a Democrat, and he's black, so I got to vote for him. And if you don't, you are a racist.
All right. Fine. Scuttlebutt of the day. This Bureau of Land Management. They're now eyeing a land grab along the Texas-Oklahoma border. Of course, they deny it. Oh, no. Well, they've been nabbing land all over the place, and that's what this is all about with that Bundy Ranch. Again, it's about a lot of things. But it's about the government taking over the land. They want the land. They just want the land. They want, for what? What are they going to use it for? I don't know. Do we really, you know, I mean, we don't need very much land for nuclear testing. I don't know what they could possibly want to use the desert for. There's plenty of open space. You don't need to go where the cows have been roaming there for 200 friggin' years. But because somebody now wants to build a wind farm, before it was about the turtles, because they wanted the land for, it was an EPA project, they just wanted to harass. So they said, well, in order to save the turtles, you pay grazing fees. That'll save the turtle. And he's like, why should I have to pay grazing fees? These cattle have been on here since 1870 when we founded the frickin' place. Been on here forever. Now all of a sudden I got to pay all these grazing fees for land that you don't even use? Well, see, he's a Mormon. See, he's not a Democrat. So that's an open target. You got to play along, man. You got to play along with the Gestapo, man. You got to go with the SS. I hate making those kinds of comparisons, but I think it is comparable. But it is bull. When you have government agencies swooping in out of trees, showing up with the dogs and tasers and machine guns, so a senator's son can build a goddamn wind farm. Well, there's a lot of factions involved in this little war here. And it is a war, and I have a feeling this is going to spark up into a much bigger flame than it is. This is what we don't need. This could be the start of something very catastrophic. I mean, is this the beginning of a new civil war? Do we really need it? I'm going to vote for there's other ways to deal with this problem. And it begins with simply following the Constitution. And it begins in the mind that you don't need to be greedy. There's good greed and there's bad greed. There's nothing wrong with trying to be the best at what you are, the best at what you do. Earn as much money. If you're in sales, earn more money than everybody else. There's nothing wrong with doing that. That's good greed. But when you have to cheat and steal and harass and intimidate and swoop to violence to get your little way, then that's bad greed. That's not the good greed. That's not right greed. That's wrong greed. Well, that's what we have here. Why they're even worried about this stupid land, I don't know. What was it before? It was the turtles. Now it's a wind farm. It's simply people just want the land. Well, there's plenty of land to build a wind farm. So that tells me that this is deliberate. Now, Harry Reid is a Mormon, too, so, which I find it very odd. I mean, there are some liberal Mormons, but most of them aren't. But they seem to love him in Nevada. They must. They keep voting the son of a bitch in, even though you hear all these stories about how much nobody likes him. Well, then how does he win? Is he stealing the election? Well, there's a bunch of stuff. I got some stuff in here on this dude. We're going to find out today just exactly who the hell this Harry Reid is. We all know who he is. We all know he is one crooked SOB.
We do know that. So we got some other stuff we're going to cover here today. But first, I'm need a shot of grog here. Now, rejuvenated, ready to go. All right, let's get into this because there's a lot to talk about, and I never shut up. God Almighty, we haven't even started anything yet. And we've already, a half hour's already gone. Huh. One of them days. But Texas officials now are raising alarm that the Bureau of Land Management, you know, those guys that work in the office there, on the heels of its dust-up with the Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy. What if he's any relation to Al? I love that show, by the way. The Anti-Cosby Show. I loved it. It was just the anti-everything show. It was, I loved it. Al Bundy for president, man. Might be eyeing a massive land grab in northern Texas. Of course they are. They've been nabbing land for a long time. It's not just Clive and Bundy. They've took a lot of people before they even started on Clive and Bundy. Federal government has been trying to nab up land for a long time. You want to nab up land that no one's using. There's a lot of it. I mean, I don't understand why you have to nab up somebody else's property. Somebody who's actually using the land. Nobody's hurting it. It's open space. It's for the animals. Everybody's using it. Everybody's happy. But now, because it's working smoothly, some jackass gets a job. Now he gets suckered into something else. Somebody wants to build a wind farm, or they want to build a turtle farm, or somebody wants it for something, and they got to pay back their campaign donors. So people who've been using the land for 200 years, well, now get screwed. And that's all this is. Nepotism and politics and just old-fashioned bad greed. The almighty buck. Nothing wrong with making a buck. But it's the kind of buck that you make. How you made the buck. When you steal it and you have to cheat to get it, you know, it doesn't have as much real worth. Not only that, you keep stealing from people. Eventually, you're going to steal from the wrong person, and they're going to nab your little fingers off. The under-the-radar issue has caught the attention of Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, who fired up this magnitude, not be made inside bureaucratic black box, wrote Mr. Abbott, who happens to be now a Republican gubernatorial candidate. Goober. At issue are thousands of acres of land on the Texas side of the Red River, along the border between Texas and Oklahoma. Officials recently have raised concern that the BLM might be looking at claiming 90,000 acres of land as part of public domain. Of course, they want to build, you know, more of these government ghettos. Agenda 21, that's what this is, man. They want the land, own all of the land. They don't want private property. The government must have the land, and you can use it if you are a, well, if you fit into a certain status, you got the right blood, you got the right this, you got the right that, well, you can live in one of these homes where you got privacy and maids, ocean view. But if you're, you know, just your, you know, subject, well, then you must live in this ghetto over here. It's high rises. that would have fit like thousands of people into one high rise. I mean, they don't want anybody owning any property, because then if you own property, you have power. They don't want you having any power, period. That's, again, this is what this is all about. It's slow moving. I know they're not going to be there overnight, but it is starting. And once they get to this, they've already got several ranchers before they came to Bundy. Bundy just says, screw it, I'm going to fight you. The other ones let the government take over, tax them to the point and fine them to the point and charge them all these fees to the point where they just can't conduct business and they gotta sell out. Or they did the same kind of thing and they just, you know, raised their grazing fees and couldn't pay it and seized their cattle and now they're left homeless. Well, they came to Bundy. He said, no, I'm not playing. Well, this has been going on for a long time. Well, now Texas is saying, wait a minute, now the government's starting to do this to us. They haven't done it yet, but it looks like that they are. Well, they're in the trying to. So they've got these Texas cowboys saying, well, we're going to do everything we can to stop it from, you know, happening here. It should be owned by the state. I mean, federal land should only be owned federally for specific reasons. If the federal government needs to have certain land, like say you want to perform nuclear tests or you want to do this or, you know, military or this and that, okay, fine. But if the federal government is going to own it, they need to use it. They can't just own it. And if they're not using it for a specific purpose that should go through Congress of why the federal government needs to have the land, to me, that just seems like that's how it should be. But, you know, I mean, who am I? But if not, it should be state. There's no reason for the federal government to own any land unless they need it for, again, military or whatever federal purpose. There's reasons why the federal government would need certain government land. Yes, of course. But you don't need land that you don't use and have no purpose for. And it should go through Congress. Congress says, well, no, you don't need it. What the hell do you need this for? Well, then no, you don't get it. Yeah, I know, it'd be corrupt. Somebody pay one of these, they'd pay enough of these representatives off and somebody'd be able to keep the land. But at least it would keep the government from just taking over people's land. I mean, turn it into public domain. Now we're going to build a bridge here. We're going to build a railroad. We're going to build a this. We're going to build a that. So the BLM is categorically not expanding federal holdings along the Red River, said a spokeswoman for the BLM. She wrote that in a statement. Wonder if she sent out a tweet. A Texas landowner lost 140 acres to the Bureau of Land Management in 1986. See, I told you, this stuff has been going on for a long time. And the agency is now using that decision as precedent to pursue more property. So they want to take more property away from not only him, but for other people. Tommy Henderson, the rancher involved in that case, told old Greta Van Susteren yesterday that the Bureau of Land Management was talking about taking another 90,000 acres by using my court case as precedent to seize other land. Well, look, Judge, we did it before. Oh, you did? Oh, you stole other people's property before? Oh, okay, well, then that's okay. Well, we got to say, they did it before. So if you did it before, you can do it again. Go out there and seize that land. Seize it. Seize it. To us, or be straight with us as to what their plans are, Mr. Henderson said. So I have continued to pay for this land or the federal government would seize everything else that I had. Meaning if he didn't keep paying, they were going to take his home, his barn, his trucks, his cars, probably his children now. Why does the government have to be that big of a, why do they need that big of a stronghold? Why do they have to have it that way? Why do they need to go to those levels? That's not the United States government that I've known. I mean, maybe it's always been this way before, but I don't know. Growing up, we didn't seem to have it. I didn't hear about it anyway. Maybe it's been there. We just didn't know about it. But I really don't give a damn. The fact is that it's going on. It needs to be stopped. Us as the Americans, we have to stop it. We can no longer accept this as, oh, well, it's just the government. Fucking little old me do. Well, yeah, you can do. This has got to come from us. Period. We have to stop accepting this stuff as the new normal, which I hate that frickin' term. Please, for God's sakes, don't say new normal. What's the new normal? You're an idiot. Shut up, new normal. Just, God damn it, just stop talking. These people are, why do they speak? I don't know. They all try to sound like, oh, look at me, Mom. Did you hear me? Did you hear all the buzzwords I used? Aren't I smart? No, you're an idiot. I'm ashamed to be your parent. Get out of the house, you bum. According to background materials put out by Texas Republican Representative Mac Thornberry, you know, have you ever noticed the English when they, you know, like berry, anything berry, it's got to be brie, like strawberry. Well, what if you just want to say berry? Is it brie? You want brie pie? What the hell is that, brie pie? What are you talking about? I want a berry pie. Oh. You got to love the English, though. I do. I love the English. Come on. You got to love them. Anyway, Mac Thornberry, the BLM, is revisiting its management plan for lands, including those along a 116-mile stretch of the Red River. This is where it starts, man. This is the history books in the making right here, right now. Your grandkids are going to be reading about this crap in their frickin' history books. If the right side wins. The wrong side wins, it'll say, oh, well, the domestic terrorists wanted the land so they could slaughter animals and women and children because they're anti-government. They hate black people. Mr. Thornberry's office said the possibility has been discussed of opening that land up for hunting, recreation, and management. Why not just leave it the frick alone? Gene Hall of the Texas Farm Bureau told Greta Van Susteren that we have seen an aggressive overreach by the federal government. And in more than one instance, if you have got an agency like this that's very well funded with a lot of people involved, then you shouldn't be surprised if they are going to overreach and extend that aggressive approach. Duh. God almighty. Well, that's exactly what this is. Look, if you allow somebody to keep picking on you, they're going to keep picking on you. But they're going to stop picking on you when you rise up and start pushing back. But unfortunately, with something like this, the government only knows one way. And that's the Hughes, and they talk about, you know, the Tea Party being violent. That's the only way they know how. That's the only way the cops know how. Well, got into the situation, shoot them. All right, we're done. Pack it up, let's go home. But this is happening more and more and more and more and more. And why they're picking on farmers and ranchers, I've never understood that. Why do they not want farmers to farm? I don't get it. They want to keep the prices up so people stay poor? Oh, I get it. That makes sense. At least let them sell it to other nations who might want some, you know, corn. How about all these starving people all across the world? Why can't you let them farm and sell it to those nations? Sell it to, you know, organizations, you know, like nonprofit organizations. They'll buy the food and send it over there. Instead, they take taxpayer money and give it to the farmer. Say, don't work. I've never understood that. I don't see the point in that. I'm sorry, but I've heard so many different explanations, and it's all BS. There's probably a lot of things connected in with that. But see, we can see this kind of stuff. You and me, we can see the nonsense. But in there, well, they can see it, but they can get away with it. So they act like they don't see it. What? I don't see nothing. No, I don't know. No, I don't see nothing. Nothing to see here. Nope. The IRS, they committed, no, not even a smidgen of corruption. Not even a smidgen. Not a smidgen. Nothing. Nothing. Zero. Not a... Not even a smidgen. Right. This is another thing. This is another thing that we can't tolerate. We can't tolerate this kind of stuff anymore. Why do we allow ourselves to be lied to? Why do we allow our media to continue lying for them, which in turn is lying to us? By not covering the news is lying. You're not telling the truth. You're not saying anything. You're painting a completely different picture that other than what actually happened. That is a lie. And the picture you're painting is nothing happened. Nothing occurred. No, nothing here. No. No, there was nothing. No, nothing going on. I've been here all day. I haven't seen nothing. Nope, nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing. Get another report. That's lying. Then if it's not lying, well, then it's incompetence. And if it's incompetence, again, either lying or being incompetent is still grounds for your dismissal, Mr. Newspaper Man, Mr. Nightly News Chief Editor Man, Mr. Spokesperson Man. This is what we can no longer tolerate. We have to stop tolerating the lies. Especially when we know goddamn good and well that it is a lie. Why do we allow ourselves? Well, we know it's a lie, but oh well. Well, it's the government. What are you going to do? Well, get off your ass. That's for starts. Throw down the bag of Cheetos. Turn off that Kim Kardashian show. Start getting yourself a little more educated, for Christ's sakes. Learn something. Do something. Use your head. Use your brain. Think. Get active. Find out what the hell's going on in the world. There's more to the world than Kim Kardashian, let me tell you. I'm going to be the first one to tell you if you don't know that. There is a lot more going on out in the world than how fat Kim Kardashian's butt is today. Fit into this dress. Can't fit into that dress. Who cares? The debate comes on the heels of a tense standoff earlier this month in Nevada. We all know what happened there. Hundreds of states' rights supporters, some of them armed, showed up for the protests. And BLM back off, citing safety concerns. Well, yeah, I think it's because they were probably outnumbered. That would be a safety concern. But I'm sure when they come back, they won't be outnumbered. In the Texas matter, the Supreme Court incorporated the Red River as part of the border with Oklahoma nearly a century ago. Congress further clarified the boundaries of the two states in 2000. It's unclear how seriously BLM might be looking at the laying the claim to the additional boundary land, and what would they need it for? See, again, why does the federal government need land that they don't use and they don't need? If they need it for a particular purpose, there's nothing wrong with it. Okay, fine. If you can find some land in a state that the state wants to give you, and if you can work out a deal, fine. But the federal government should not be allowed. The Bureau of Land Management, office monkeys, should be allowed to just come in and start seizing property because they made a deal with the senator. So he's making deals for his son. He's also made deals for his granddaughter. I mean, this guy is a crook, and he talks about we can't have people breaking the law. You can't just have people breaking the law and then going away. No, this is not over. But what, Mr. Reed, the battle for you is not over. American people are no longer, we can't take that anymore. You understand? We can no longer tolerate it. I can't. And you're getting too damn greedy, and you're getting too brazen about it. You're too cocky. You've already been caught. Now the evidence keeps mounting up and mounting up. So the more evidence that keeps mounting up on this man, the more he comes out. Now he's got to the point where these people are domestic terrorists. Because he knows that all the evidence against him makes him look like a lawbreaker and a domestic terrorist. So he's got to blame them first. This is their mentality. I mean, God almighty. How do you vote Democrat? This is what I don't get. How you can go into the voting booth and vote Democrat is mind-boggling to me. I mean, it's bad enough that you got to vote Republican sometimes. But, Jesus, God. I mean, Democrat, this is beyond. Personally, I wish they had a none of the above. But that's just basically not showing up. But not showing up, a non-vote is a vote. And it does speak louder than an actual vote. A non-vote does speak pretty loud. Not interested. I don't know who the hell the Republicans are going to put up to run against what looks like Hillary Clinton, which I'm hoping that it's somebody different. I'm just sick and tired of having to listen to this woman in the news. They need to go away. They need to retire. They're senior citizens now. They should go to, you know, find a bingo parlor somewhere. Stay there. Sip soup. And shut up. I don't want to hear any more Clintons. I'm sick of them. Oh, Mr. Harry Reid. Oh, something is going to happen. To get Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy to stop selling or letting his cattle graze on federal land. It's obvious you can't just walk away from this. And we can speculate all we want to speculate to what's going to happen next. But I don't think it's going to be tomorrow. That something is going to happen. But something will happen. We are a nation of laws, not of men and women. They are domestic, violent, terrorist wannabes. This is all coming from Mr. Harry Reid. We are a nation of laws, not of men and women. Those militias at the Bunkerville Ranch, which is the name of the town, by the way, not actually the Bundy's Ranch. What are they calling it? There's something in the paper. They call it the Bunkerville Shootout, Showdown, or Bunkerville something. I don't know. The Bundy Ranch. I like that better anyway. It doesn't really matter. You know what we're talking about. But those militias, according to Mr. Reed, are domestic violent. Violent. You got to throw that in there now. They got to be violent. Not the dogs. They weren't violent. The tasers weren't violent. Throwing women down to the ground, that's not violent. Shooting cows in the back of the head from a helicopter, that's not violent. Destroying turtle burrows. Burrows. That's not violent. All the turtles they killed? All the little baby cows they killed? Where's PETA? Where the hell is PETA? Why is PETA not out there? All the cows that were killed. And you see the makeshift grave? They had, you know, legs and stuff sticking out. They couldn't bury them all the way. Some of them just left out there in a field, left to die, shot in the back of the head from a helicopter. That because, you know, the bull was posing a threat. What, the bull was posing a threat to the helicopter? Oh. Where's PETA? Where are they? Where are you, PETA? PETA, are you there? Oh. Wonder where they are. You know, it's always funny. They only get involved when they find out that the so-called perpetrator is someone on the right. But if it's someone on the left, well, you know, if it's a government, well, they, you know, they can't get involved in that. But I'm sure if George Bush was the president and the government did this to a rancher, I'm pretty sure PETA would be there. But once they found out that Cliven Bundy was a Mormon and was conservative, well, then they would leave. Oh, well, we fixed the problem. We're done. Nothing to see here. We're done. It's over. So now they are domestic, violent, terrorist wannabes. Now, there was one guy that said something. Now, that to me, probably somebody who was a plant. Liberals love to plant. Or this guy was just off his frickin' rocker. I don't think that what that guy said represents all the people that are there. It doesn't represent America. It doesn't represent the whole purpose. He was the one saying we're going to put women and children up front, so if they start firing, that they're going to see that they're killing women and children. I mean, where that came from, who this guy is, I don't know. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if nobody knew who he was. He was a plant. Liberals love to do that. Who knows? A guy just wanted to act like he's big and tough. Maybe he was drunk. Who knows? There's always somebody in the crowd. But I don't think that represents what this is all about. I think most people can come to that conclusion. But, of course, you know, Harry Reid had to use that. And that's just what they were looking for, which tells me it could have been a plant. Nevertheless, it doesn't really matter. We all know what's going on down there. We all know what the hell's happening. They got snipers. Why would the government need to have snipers? Well, now the Bundy Ranch, these people, they've got trailers. They've got people guarding the ranch as best they can with trailers. They need to. The federal government will come in with guns and seize the ranch, seize them, throw them in jail. There's a lot of other things going on in the country that we could be doing. Maybe somebody could go over to the welfare department in Massachusetts and find out how many kids they have stolen. Find out why they've had 94 deaths in 3 years under their particular care, the Wayside Framingham Children's Facility. Why they have 144 missing files. Can't find them. But she's not worth very much. She's not a cow. You know, she doesn't require grazing fees. We can't make any money off her. Not worth anything. Cows are more important than 15-year-old girls. You didn't know that? Come on, people. Wake up. You need to learn the rules, man. When it comes to money, no, money is more important than life. Think about that. There are people that think that way. There's organizations like that. But think about it. What is more important, money or life? Well, according to the government, it must be money because they've spent it all and they need more. And the Republican Congress won't let them raise taxes. They can put all the taxes they want to in Obamacare. But the problem is the only people that are really signed up are people, the prisoners and dead people. But nobody signed up to pay for it. So they need money. That's why the military was cut back. They need money. That's why NASA was cut back. They need money. They're trying to do it, but the problem is every time they cut one program, they spend two other programs. So again, the debt keeps rising and rising and rising. But they finagle the numbers around. You can manipulate the numbers any way you want to. Look, we lowered the deficit. You didn't lower no damn deficit, you idiot. The junior Nevada senator, Mr. Heller, Dean Heller, he disagrees with Mr. Reed. He says that the militia members are patriots. Well, they are. He says he takes more issues with the BLM coming in with paramilitary army of individuals with snipers. Well, yeah. He says, I want to talk about the fact that they have this kind of authority and the ability to bully and to come in with 200 armed men in a situation like this. He says, I want to have hearings. Well, he wants to have some hearings. Well, we got to clear that through John Boehner. We don't know what he's going to do. He hasn't been paid off by the right person yet, so I'm sure if you flip him enough cartons of cigarettes, and, you know, a couple of free passes at the tanning booth, and maybe, a couple of cases of tissues so he can have his little cries. Then maybe he can let you have your goddamn hearing. Me personally, I want to see some grand juries. This government has gotten too far, too big, too quick. We need to put an end to it. At least stop it. Well, there's only one way to stop it is we've got to impeach. We've got to stop it at the bud, man. We should have stopped it at the voting booth. Well, we didn't have an opportunity in 2008. We really didn't. I mean, John McCain, look, you know, we love you. I've known you for a long time, dude. But president, no. We did not have a strong candidate at all. Maybe we could have won with a real conservative. We could have won. And the other reason why John McCain won any state at all, it wasn't because of John McCain. People weren't voting for John McCain. They were voting for Sarah Palin. Lover, hater, say whatever you want. But the overwhelming vast majority of the people that voted for John McCain were voting for Sarah Palin. They weren't voting for John McCain. Either that or they were voting against Barack Obama. I'm tired of having to go into the voting booth and have to vote against somebody. I want to vote for somebody. I want to feel good about going in there and voting for somebody. Mr. Heller continues, I want to find out who's accountable for this. find out who gave the marching orders. What, like those same marching orders to go in and save all those people in Benghazi? Oh, that's right. They didn't have marching orders to go in. They had marching orders to not go at all. Yeah. Well, that might have been from a different department then. Yeah, we would all like to know who gave the marching orders. Maybe Harry Reid? Think maybe he could have done it? Pretty sure. Who gave the stand-down orders in Benghazi? Was that Hillary Clinton? Was it Valerie Goebbels? Or was it the king himself? Or maybe Joe Biden? Maybe he stepped in to save the day because he's pretty smart. Yeah, he's a foreign policy expert. Remember that? When he picked him for vice president, the media, well, he's a foreign policy expert. He's not a foreign policy expert. Foreign policy diplomat. He could even be Secretary of State. He bought this guy, Joe Biden? At least with vice president, he doesn't have to do anything. I mean, he can gaff all he wants to. I mean, that's what a vice president is for. Just go out, let him gaff, get the press all on him and away from the president. Well, we'd all like to find out who gave these marching orders. But you'll never find out. Why? Well, because nobody's in charge. Everybody's a supervisor, but nobody's in charge. Everybody gets paid like they should be in charge, but nobody's held accountable. It wasn't my department. I don't know. This goes all the way up the chain, goes into this department, that department, this agency. Goes in through a web. But I'm pretty sure that Harry Reid might have had a little something to do with it. I'm sure he's got some friends in the BLM. The BLM. There's too many of those acronyms, too many of these agencies. Bureau of Land Management. The Republican National Committee has released a brutal memo on Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Well, let's find out what this is all about here. The memo, under the name of Press Secretary Kirsten Kukowski, I guess is how you pronounce it. All right. Is titled, Nothing's Too Unethical for Harry Reid. Well, that's true. And the reason why is because they are allowed to get away with it. The more you're allowed to get away with something, the more you're going to do. And the more that's why he comes out and he basically says, yeah, he can lie all he wants to. He knows he can get away with it. Just blame it on a friend. Oh, yeah, I was talking to a colleague. I was talking to a Republican yesterday, and they said this. They said that. Oh, I was talking to my Republican friend. See, they say a Republican friend, but that can mean anybody. It doesn't necessarily mean it was somebody in Congress. They can say anything that they want to. Oh, well, you know, I just was talking, you know, I just was saying, oh, yeah, they don't pay their taxes. They don't do this. They carry Nazi symbols. Remember when Nancy Pelosi said that the Tea Party was carrying swastikas at a Tea Party? Really? I don't know what Tea Party she went to, but the Tea Parties I've been to, there are no swastikas. But the Tea Party carries them because they hate. You know, they hate people. They're the KKK, even though the KKK was formed by Democrats, it was a reaction to the Republican Reconstruction Act. That's right. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Republicans freed the slaves. They were the abolitionists. Harry Reid is having a bad month, this memo begins. He was caught funneling campaign money to his relatives. Well, he can do that. He's a Democrat. He's doing it for the right reasons. It's for a new rainbow display. His Senate majority PAC was caught lying to voters. No, he wouldn't do that. No, no, I don't lie. Oh, no, only Republicans lie. Oh, no. And he was caught hypocritically accepting money tied to people he calls un-American. Yep, that's right. He's accepted money from guess who? Brrr, the Koch brothers. How about that, Mr. Reid? You were caught. Desperately clings to power. Is there anything Harry Reid won't do to promote his own self-interests? As John Ralston outlines in Politico, the FEC reports revealed Harry Reid funneled $31,000 to his granddaughter's jewelry company. What would he need to do that for? Well, a spokesperson claimed that was holiday gifts of jewelry and knickknacks. Knickknacks. How many people buy $31,000 worth of knickknacks? Knickknacks. $31,000 worth of knickknacks. Why does this matter? This goes on to say, well, first, because when an initial payment of $17,000 was found, Mr. Reid dismissed it. Oh, no, no, no. Paid his campaign back, and now nothing more to see here. No, no, no. Here's a check. Boop, boop. Nothing to see. Ha, ha, hee, hee, ho, ho. Oh, well, it was a slip-up. You know, it's one of those things. It just happened. I didn't see it. My accountant. It was the Republicans. They distracted me. But there was $14,000 more. So what else is he hiding? Well, we don't know. It's a lot of knickknacks. The FCC requires that gifts paid for by campaign funds be of nominal value, whatever that's supposed to mean. I guess what most of you and me would consider knickknacks, a couple of bucks. You know, a buck here, buck there, little knickknacks, coffee mugs, whatever. So this guy must be buying, I mean, just train loads of knickknacks. I mean, $31,000. That's 31,000 knicks. Knickknacks. Or maybe he's using campaign dollars to just up his granddaughter's business. So he's taking people to donate their hard-earned money so Harry Reid can go out on the campaign trail and lie to more people. He's taking that money and giving to his granddaughter's business. Here's $31,000. Well, it's a jewelry business, I guess. I mean, obviously you got crappy jewelry or you just don't know how to sell or whatever. I don't know. Reid lobbied a local city council to help his son, Josh, get a city attorney's post. He's also been accused of helping another son, Ryan, Elizabeth's father, Rory, get legal clients and taking of special interest in Asian investors represented by Rory. Well, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of nepotism, but when you steal from others to benefit your family and your family only, I have a problem with that. Mr. Reid, you should be in jail for the things that you do. Ms. Clinton, you should be in jail. Mr. Obama, you should be in jail. Mr. Holder, you should be in jail. There should be a lot of people in jail. Then the right. Politicians, period. But we can't do that. That would create even a bigger war. But we can put an end to their employment. which might put an end to people going in there going, wait a minute, you know, I could try this crap, but, you know, the last guy got, he got impeached. I better not do that. Well, it's time to impeach not only the president, but the attorney general, the entire cabinet. Hillary Clinton needs to find a way. She needs to get in trouble, too. She cannot walk away unscathed. Lois Lerner cannot walk away unscathed. The only way I would give Lois Lerner any amount of any kind of immunity whatsoever, if she were to spill the beans, and I'm sure there's proof somewhere where she could do it, that this goes not only to the Attorney General, but to the White House himself, the main man, Barack Hussein Obama. If she could prove that, I'd give her immunity. I don't know if she's willing to go that far. Maybe she would. I don't know. But we can't keep farting around with these stupid hearings. This is what I don't like about the government. They just keep wasting their time and wasting their time and wasting their time and wasting their time. And then they get out of office and it's done. And the next guy can come in and do the same thing. Go through the same process over and over and over. For what? Mr. Reid's Senate Majority PAC doesn't believe in facts. This is all coming from this letter. It's running a barrage of attack ads that fact checkers all agree are false. Well, wait a minute. I thought just the Koch brothers were the ones giving fake ads. Wasn't it just the Koch brothers? They're all false. Not even a smidgen of truth in the Koch brother ads. The Washington Post Glenn Kessler gave four Pinocchios. Four of them. Wow. Four Pinocchios to the ads. He's got them running in Louisiana, got them running in Arkansas. Said they are all complete, utter lies. But see, they can do that. A Democrat can lie because it's the intent of, you know, putting down the right. And that's all that matters. It doesn't matter whether they're guilty or not. They're on the other side. And if you can make fun of them, if you can discredit them in any way, it doesn't matter if you've got the facts straight. It doesn't matter. Just accuse. You get enough accusations on people, eventually someone's going to believe it. And that's all that matters. So it's okay to do that if you're a Democrat. But if you are a Republican and you go ahead and you lie about a Democrat and there's no proof, well, oh my Lord, I mean, there's no credibility left. You must lose your job. You must be ostracized from your community. You shouldn't be allowed to earn a living. You should go to jail and be fined, get the IRS to audit you. About one Louisiana ad, Mr. Kessler writes, television stations in Louisiana should be ashamed of falling for such an obvious gambit. On the Arkansas ad, he says none of the allegations made about Cotton or his policies are factually correct. Of course, it's a Democrat. They don't have to be factually correct. Well, versus what, how can you be factually correct or unfactually correct? It's a little redundant, but whatever. These ads reveal two things. First, Mr. Reid and his allies have no respect for the truth and is perfectly content to lie to Americans. Yes, we know that. You know that. We know that. Obviously, there's not a lot of people in Nevada that seem to know that, or they just don't give a damn. Maybe they're liars themselves. I don't know. But I love Nevada. I love Las Vegas. I love Reno. Elko, I love all that. I love slot machines. There's nothing like a casino, man. The smell of a casino, the sound of the machines going off. I just love it, man. Craps, love it all. Anyway, getting back. We all know that Mr. Reed is a crook. But his own campaign has previously accepted donations from a Coke industry lobbyist. So it's okay for him to take money from the Koch brothers. See, because he's benefiting. The Democrats are benefiting from the Koch brothers. But if Republicans are benefiting from the Koch brothers because they're oil magnates, which means they're filthy, stinking rich, and they hate anybody who's not rich like them. I guess. I don't know why. I mean, I don't. I don't get it. But that's me. But we all know what the deal is with this guy. We all know. Look, you know, why do we even keep talking about these liberals? They're all the same. You know that they lie. You know that they're this. The problem is us, and we just keep accepting it. That's where the problem lies. It has nothing to do with these guys are going to lie. Of course they're going to lie. Look, people on the right lie. People on the left lie. But when people like Mr. Reed and Nancy Pelosi that are affecting the American way of life, they're not just affecting, you know, their voting base. They're affecting the American way of life. And by them coming out and lying and telling you this and telling you these things and that things, you can keep your doctor and your plan and Republicans are racist. Eventually, lies do catch up to you. You can lie all you want to. You might get away with it for a while, but eventually, no, that lie is going to catch up to you. And then what? Well, eventually there's not going to be any more Republicans left for you to blame it on. At some point, you're going to have to look in the mirror and say that's where the problem lies. Not only does the politician have to do it, not only does the law enforcement have to do it, but the citizens have to do it. We got to look in that mirror and say we are the problem. We have been too accepting. We've allowed this kind of nonsense to go on for too long. That's my fault, my bad, no more. If it goes on anymore, that's my fault for allowing it. I have to do what I got to do. Got to get informed. We need to get the right candidates running for office. We can no longer accept those that are in office doing the things that they want to do. They must do what we need them to do, and the first thing that we need them to do is open up their books or open up their treasure chests and pull out their constitution. We need our government to follow it. We need our school children to learn it. We need the citizens to follow it. It's a good document. It's free for everybody. I don't get this crap that people say, well, the document was written when there was slavery, so everything in here is racist. It has racist overtones. No, it does not. You might also understand black people that one of the main reasons that you were slaves is because you were caught by your own people, black people. And you were slaves in your own nation, and then you were sold to the West. You were caught by your own people. Your own people enslaved you, not only in their country, but they sold you to other countries. So if your own people hadn't have captured you in the jungles and turned you into slaves and sold you to the slave market, oh, but it's all the Republicans' fault. They all did it. It's all the white man. Well, look, what they did to slaves, yeah. Was it bad? Was it wrong? Okay, yeah. Well, we're not there anymore, okay? We haven't had slavery in a long time. Even when slavery was going on, they had people that didn't like it. During the Constitution, they wanted to get rid of it. My God. The problem is the Constitution isn't taught in the schools. It's not. It should be taught in the grade school. You shouldn't have to wait till high school to learn it. And then it's like, oh, it's a drag. We got to learn the Constitution. All right, let's get this mod over with. Well, it looks like we got a caller here. Find out what they want to do. We're about ready to open up my treasure chest here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, and now we got a short time to do it in. So let's find out what the caller has to say. Hello, you're on with the captain. Good morning. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
I just called in to listen.
Oh, you just called in to listen. Okay, that's not a problem. There's a button that you can push on there, but I'll push you back. All right. Okay, she's listening. Let's open up my treasure chest here, see what kind of booty we can plunder. Good God. All right, let's see. Fuels from corn waste. It's not better than gas. We were going to get into that yesterday. But you know how things happen. Will we get into it today? I don't know. We'll try. U.S. is weighing curbing deportations now. Well, there's some crooked stuff going on with that. Well, you know, shot of grog here. Hold on. We may have to wait till tomorrow to get into that. There's all kinds of stuff going on with that. There's also a tech meltdown, which has also crippled the deportation cases. Their computers went down. Imagine that. Isn't that funny? Just all of a sudden the computers go down. Well, we can't deport anymore. Nope. All the computers went down, so now they're struggling with trying to write on paper like Oregon. You can't get in, you can't sign on to Obamacare in Oregon. You got to do it all by paper. They can't get a website. They can't find anybody in the United States, anybody in the world to build a freaking website. Well, they've got it so screwed up in Oregon, they got to do it by hand. And then somebody's got to manually input that into healthcare.gov. But yet we have 8 million people that are signed up. Yeah, I'm sure we do. But this whole mess that's going on with the border, what makes me sick is the government is using these people across the border as votes. They're not citizens. They're not being used as citizens. Every one of you people coming across in this border over here and thinking the Democrats are giving you all these great things and nice things, and they're for you, and oh man, they're gonna fight for you. They're gonna give you this. They're gonna give you that. That comes with a cost. You need to understand that you are being used. You are nothing more than a vote to the Democrats. You are not a citizen. You are not a person. You are a vote. That's the only reason why you are allowed to stay here. Now they want to raise their numbers up, so they just get people crossing the border. They slap them on the ass, turn them around, send them back across the border, and they do it again. This goes on all frickin' day. They keep a little tally. Oh, look at us. Look at all the people we deported. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Georgia governor to sign unprecedented bill expanding gun rights. Good for him. Be able to carry a gun in a bar and gun going to church. You'd be able to carry a gun like you're supposed to be able to. TSA agents pat down 2- and 6-year-old children. I watched it. I seen this video. Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely no reason to pat down children. Unless you have probable cause. You couldn't put the kids through an x-ray? You can't put them through those stupid naked drometers? Come on. You don't need to pat down children. You don't need to pat down anybody unless you have actual, physical, real, probable cause. I'm sorry, I do find that a little bit more intrusive than what is really needed. I understand we need security flying a plane. I don't have a problem with security. I have a problem with unnecessary security. Being over secure just as bad, or probably in some cases worse, than being insecure. That's how innocent people get hurt. That's how innocent people get killed. Oversecurity gets people killed, period. Well, we'll cover that today. IRS employees with tax and conduct issues, they still get bonuses. Imagine that. They don't pay their taxes. How do you work for the IRS and not pay your goddamn taxes? I mean, you're right there. I mean, you think that they would have somebody right there that would do all the employees' taxes, you know? I mean, you're the IRS! How can you keep working for the IRS and not pay your taxes? Go out to somebody, audit them, throw them in jail because they missed some, you know, $17, you know, dinner they bought somewhere on the road, didn't declare it. They voted Republican. So how can you go out there and throw these people in jail for taxes and you haven't paid yours? But yet you get a bonus from the same people that you take money from. You collect their taxes, but you don't pay yours. And you get a bonus. You would think that if you're a government, you work for the government, that you would, you know, pay your taxes, especially working for the IRS. Well, the IRS, I guess, is actually better than all the other agencies. I guess people, government agencies are rampant with people not paying their taxes. But they're going to send armed militia groups and cowboys and BLM officers and commando squadrons and Delta forces down there because somebody didn't pay their goddamn grazing fees. I mean, this country is in just, I mean, Jesus, God. Again, this is our fault. We've accepted this nonsense for too long. We've got to stop it. We've got to fix it. We've got to do it now. All right, I wanted to get into this yesterday, so let's get into this today. I want to find out what the hell's going on with all this corn biofuel. Biofuels made from the leftovers of harvested corn plants are now worse than gasoline for global warming in the short term. Wait a minute. I wonder what Al Gore has to say about this. A $500,000 study paid for the federal government and released Sunday in the peer-reviewed journal Nature Climate Change concludes that biofuels made with corn residue released 7% more greenhouse gases in the early years compared with conventional gasoline. Uh-oh, look at that. Uh-oh. Blah, 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 blah. Look, I mean, I just... Why are we spending this much time and energy on something so inconsequential as this? I'm sorry, but look, we know that it produces smoke. The whole point is to get away from fossil fuels that eventually are going to run out. Plus, it produces smoke. So there's nothing wrong with finding new ways to do things, okay? You can find it by electricity, by air, by this, by that, the sun, to this, that. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Look, there's no problem with doing these things, but we're not there yet. Why are we worried about how much smoke these biofuels are producing versus the other? Why? We're trying to get away from it, and eventually we will. But to worry about how much smoke it's producing is irrelevant. We know it produces smoke. That's it. We know it. Sometimes this crap just, I don't know, and God only knows how much money was spent on this stupid study. Jesus, God Almighty. All right, I'm going to get into that thing here tomorrow. Let me see what else. I want to cover something else. I want to cover this gun rights bill here. The Georgia governor is ready to sign an unprecedented bill expanding gun rights. Governor Nathan Deal. That's a hell of a name. Deal. Let's make a deal. The bill, described by the National Rifle Associations, the most comprehensive pro-gun reform legislation introduced in recent state history. The bill makes several changes to state law. It allows those with a license to carry to bring a gun into a bar without restriction and into some government buildings that don't have certain security measures. It also allows religious leaders to decide whether it's okay for a person with a carry license to bring a gun into their place of worship. Democrats, of course, you know, they're going to resist it. Oh, no, can't have that. It's got a gun. Everybody's going to walk around killing people. No. They argue that allowing guns in more places will not make the society safer and may lead to more deaths. Yeah, criminals. Under the bill, school districts would now be able, if they wanted to, allow some of their employees to carry a firearm under certain conditions, which only kind of makes sense. The bill also eliminates fingerprinting and requirement for renewing weapons carry licenses. Well, good for, I mean, you know, there are people in this country that are, there are pockets of it. And it is sprouting, you know, sprouting up here and sprouting up there and boom, boom, boom. It's getting louder and getting louder and getting louder. But the problem is where the power is. In the places that can actually do something, we don't have them. 2014, this election is without a doubt the absolute most critical election thus far. If we do not win, and I say we, and I mean anybody other than a Democrat, wins more seats in the House, and wins the majority with the right amount majority, then and only then can we even start to get something accomplished. We can eliminate some things. We can stop some things. We can even probably do some things. But we have to at least be able to stop some bleeding. This country's jugular vein is cut. And we're bleeding. We have to stop the bleeding. The bleeding is the spending. And don't give me this crap. Well, it's on paper right here. Here's the numbers. Don't give me that. Those aren't the real numbers. We know what's happening. American people aren't stupid. And there's too much information out there that people can find. And that's another thing that media doesn't like. That's another thing that the government doesn't like. That threatens them. They want to be able to control the media like they always have been. ABC, CBS, NBC, they hated cable. When cable came out, oh my God. But they quickly got MSNBC and CNN on their side. But they couldn't do a damn thing about Fox, and they don't like that. They can't control Fox. Well, Fox isn't nowhere near as conservative as they probably should be. But at least you can get, you know, you got the closest thing. I can't stand watching any of the other news. I can't stand watching local news. That's pathetic. That's wrong. I mean, that shouldn't even be anymore. I mean, what the hell? How do you watch local news? Good God. I mean, that's pathetic. There's just fluff goo. There's no news. In the evening news, Brian Williams? Oh, come on. You really think you're getting information from the nightly news? Really? Wow. All right. Colin Goddard, survived the 2007 campus shooting at Virginia. It was Virginia Tech. Remember that? Told the Georgia Public Broadcasting he's alarmed by a provision that waives criminal prosecution of felons who use illegal firearms in the act of self-defense. Well, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter if you're a felon or not. You're out. You should be able to defend yourself. You're walking down the street. You're taking your new bride to the movies. And you're walking out, and a couple guys start, you know, pouncing on you. They drop their gun. You pick it up and blow them away. You can't defend yourself on that? Well, I guess not. Well, why? Well, you're a felon. And you touched a gun, and there's no tolerance. So now this guy, he shoots this guy for defending himself, and he's got to go back down to prison for defending himself. I don't care if you're a convicted a felon or not. If you're out of jail and you're walking down the street and somebody comes up and attacks you, yeah, you have the right to defend yourself, whether you're a felon or not. What the hell difference does that make? People just don't get it. They only see the side that they want to see. They don't see the whole picture. Unless it happens to them, and then, whoa. The Stand Your Ground expansion is truly a new type of Stand Your Ground as we know it. To expand it in such a way to remove all carrying or possession offenses is really unprecedented. Well, it's actually following the Constitution, but not really close to following the Constitution. So that should not be considered unprecedented. Period. But plain and frickin' simple. Look, I'm sorry, but I just can't for the life of me understand why when you mention the word Constitution, automatically you've got this label on you. You're a radical. You're an extremist. Now we're domestic terrorists. Well, anytime you listen to a liberal talk about the Constitution that they don't like it, they can't explain it. Well, how can you not like something that you don't understand? It doesn't make any sense to me. Well, become a liberal. Then it will make sense. I could never be a liberal. I just don't think that way. The problem is I think. That's why I could never be a liberal. All right, let's get this last one in and out of the way here. This is, we got a bunch more, but we can't. Makes no sense to even try to get into it. We can cover it tomorrow. And if it's not that big of a deal, then we're just going to forget about it and go on to something else. God only knows what the hell's going to happen for tomorrow. TSA agents, I want to cover this. You know, first of all, why these agents would even do this? How can they sit there and think that what they're doing is legitimate? They're patting down this little girl. She's scared to death, doesn't want to do it. The other girl saying, can I go? Can I go? But you've seen the video. First of all, I don't know how the parent would concede to that. No. You're not patting down my children. We'll take the damn bus. We don't need to fly your stupid airplane. The TSA has never even caught anybody. They've never caught one terrorist. But yet, how many children and grannies, cancer patients, people with, the pee bags, what do you call that, colostomy bag, or whatever the hell you call it, whatever. Spilling that all over the place. She had to fly, I guess, like a 5-hour flight with pee all over her. And they think they're being secure. Really? Meanwhile, the lady with the, it could be a man. We don't know. It's got a black sheet over it. We can't tell what sex it is. God only knows what is under that black sheet. We're not allowed to look. But we can take this 2-year-old and give her a full body cavity search. That's fine. She's white. She deserves it. White people are racist, and they deserve it. I'm sorry, but no, I just would have... I don't understand how Justina Pelletier's father could not just be... I would be beside myself. How these parents are trying to get their kids to calm down, to go through the inspection. Now, well, I think that what their probable cause was here, I think I've read something in here. The clip again, video shows a six-year-old receiving the same treatment, blah, 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 blah. She's saying, I need to go. It's clearly uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we worked a pat-down station, checked their hands. They checked their little kid's hands for signs of explosives. Let's see, where is it? The children were selected for a pat-down because their mother's name was on a watch list. Okay, how do you, first of all, these stories of all these names on watch lists. Okay, we've heard far too many stories of names getting screwed up on these watch lists. People's names on there that shouldn't be on there. People that should be on there aren't on there. How these names are getting on there and off of there. Why is there not a little bit more security? I mean, somebody can just walk into the NSA without a high school education, get a job 3 months later, fly off to China with all of America's secrets. Where is the security? I don't blame the Snowden for, as much as I blame the NSA for allowing Mr. Snowden to steal that information. Mr. Snowden should have been caught and thrown in jail right before he got that information out. That's what should have happened. That's what should have happened, but it didn't. I think we have the security. We see it, but we turn a blind eye. Because if we actually look at it and acknowledge it, that means that we have to actually do something about it. Kim Kardashian's on tonight, man. I don't want to work overtime. God damn it. I can't miss this episode. My T-bow is broke. I can't use it. I got no way to tape it. What am I going to do? Their mother's name was on a watch list. They've had babies put on watch lists. How do you do that? A no-fly list, little babies? How does this happen? Why is there not real security here? Why is there not a certain group of people that only put the data in there that need to go in there? So you don't have people being put on there that don't deserve to be put on there, and people that deserve to be put on there aren't taken off of there. So once somebody finds somebody on there that they don't want to be on there because, well, they don't want to get caught, they take them off and they put somebody else's name. I guess they go to the phone book. I don't know what they do. But you would think being something as critical as a watch list, a government, no-fly list, you would think they would have a little bit more security. Now, why is this woman on a watch list in the first place? Do they find out she voted Republican? They find out she went to a Tea Party? Did she say something about Barack Obama and somebody heard her and they turned her in? Is that what happened? Infants are allowed to pass through the X-ray or body scanners multiple times if there is any anomaly in order to prevent the need for a physical search. However, on its official website, the TSA says that change only reduces the likelihood of a pat-down and doesn't eliminate it altogether. Well, they're not supposed to pat down children under 12. Well, first of all, you shouldn't be patting down anybody unless you have probable cause. Look, if you can see a big bulge in a baby, you know, you might want to, hey, I got to check your baby here, make sure that's not a gun. I think we can all understand that. But when you just pre-selected and just start patting down children, first of all, the people that are patting them down, why would you do that? Don't give me this, I'm just following orders. Because those guardsmen in the towers in Auschwitz were just following orders too. So don't give me that crap. If you don't have enough to know in you, you don't have enough in you to know that what you're doing is wrong, you don't deserve your job. But people don't care. They're going to get a paycheck. They're going to get paid, so they don't care. They'll do anything. They don't give a damn. What difference does it make? Well, until it happens to them. And then they want to bitch, piss, and moan. Well, it happened to Alec Baldwin. And I don't blame him on that. Hey, you know, say whatever you want to about Alec Baldwin, love him, hate him, whatever. But 5-month-old daughter getting a pat down, Mr. Baldwin's got every damn right in the world to be pissed off. More people should be pissed off. First of all, why would the TSA even do that anyway? I know you want to be secure. But don't we have any kind of training of looking for real security? Why are these people, I mean, are they just picked off the street? What? I mean, it should be run a little bit more militarized. Meaning you get caught screwing up, you need to have some kind of accountability here. I mean, this is dealing with, you know, a lot of lives. So we need responsible people. We don't need people patting down children, groping them. I don't know. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I'd have to quit. But again, we want security, but we want responsible security. Full body cavity searches on old women and little children and babies because they're afraid to look at the woman coming in with a black sheet all over her. Can't look at her. No, no, no. That's racist. Get the white guy over there. Get him. Yeah, look at him. He's reading that Guns and Ammo magazine. Imagine that if you read a Guns and Ammo magazine at the airport. I guarantee you, you would have security come up to you at least. For reading Guns and Ammo, I guarantee you, you would get a pat down. If somebody's out there that wants to do bring along a little camera there and record it. You try to fly a plane into the airport and you bring your Guns and Ammo magazine, you read it, I guarantee you're gonna get the full service. Just because you're reading a magazine. Guns and Ammo. Does that necessarily mean that you want to go out and kill people because you're reading Guns and Ammo magazine? Think about it. But if you're reading the Jihad Times, oh, no, that's fine. You know, it ain't freedom of the press. Can't stop them from reading Jihad Times. I got a lot of really good articles in there. Yeah. Get from a different perspective. We're freaking backwards, man. Speaking of going backwards, we got to turn back and head this ship back into port. Which is fine because I've had enough of these damn liberals today. I don't know if we're going to get any sun. It doesn't look like it. But I want to thank my first mate, my good friend Vito Esposito, Ziggy Mom, for listening in today, putting up with me. We should be back here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Everybody have a wonderful day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.